we're here with all the buses and there's all the aid packed, and there was a hurricane that hit Cuba.
Well, there's a hurricane that started more than 45 years ago in Washington that has been hitting Cuba very strong. So this one is just a piece of cake. So it's just, this is some kind of inspiration that is bringing us more close. But we're trying to emphasize this to people. What has been going on against Cuba for the last 45 years is more than a hurricane. In Cuba, they're doing much better than what we're doing in Puerto Rico and also in the Dominican Republic when it comes to deal with education, when it comes to deal with access to medical services, when it comes to deal with how we're going to guarantee some kind of future to our children. They're doing much better. Then once you are there in Cuba, you feel the spirit of this life of dignity and integrity that they live in, which is connected to hope that is missing in my country, Puerto Rico, that is missing in the Dominican Republic, that is missing in New York City.
I think the Cuban people are so enthusiastic. They want to make the country even better. And it is good already. I know people are poor in Cuba, but they have so much to give. They have free health care, they have free education.
At the request of Cuban pastors, they overtured IFCO to see how IFCO could join them in lessening the ill effects of the U.S. blockade against their people in Cuba. And we sent a fact-finding delegation which determined that the best role we could play as U.S. citizens is to challenge and work towards a change in U.S. policy to remove the onerous and very mean-spirited blockade of Cuba.
I think we also need to look at legislative means of ending this blockade, and I hope that people will try to keep abreast of what's happening in Congress and support those senators and representatives from both sides of the aisle, both Republican and Democrat, who are trying to end the blockade.
I became involved in the Cuba Caravan Project because, first of all, I was curious about Cuba. I had heard a lot of things about what was going on in Cuba, and it was an opportunity to go and learn on a first-hand basis what was actually going on. And having done so, what I've learned as opposed to what I was told at first was the difference between night and day. And so we're very concerned about the Cuban Five who are incarcerated in this country and feel that they should have their day in court and receive justice and be able to be reunited with their family.
As a hospice chaplain, last year, a patient that knew that she was dying soon gave to me a walker and said, "I can't walk anymore. Take this to Cuba." And I brought this, and it came to Cuba.
When I go to Cuba, I see a country that's really leading the way, that's the light of the world, that's taking the little that it has and doing so much to help so many people. I see hope for the future, and then I come back and I'm energized to continue to work for the things in the U.S. that need to be improved, that Cuba is an example for healthcare, education, sense of justice and peace in the world. So I'm going not so much to give, because what we are taking, as significant as it will be, it's a drop in the bucket. I'm going because Cuba is going to give me a revived and uplifted spirit and energy to continue to struggle.